morning, Lord. Well, this is Sunday morning. We're already July the 26th, 2020. It's a year that can't be ending fast enough, but it's going by pretty fast, even with all the stuff that we've encountered this year. I'm going to start out with just some FYI, but this is what the Lord gave me this morning. This year is the year of 2020 vision. And I believe this is what this year is doing. It's revealing to people what is really going on. Nothing hidden anymore. Things are coming out. And with that, during all of this, it's real easy, if you see much that's going on, to get kind of down. Maybe get focused on what you see, what's in front of your face, as opposed to what really is going on. What is God doing? What is God using our president to do? And so that's what I'm going to touch on here this morning. COVID, the Lord said to me back, this is 3:10:20. The coronavirus is a cover for a military operation, taking out the low-hanging fruit. And we see that right now because Antifa is the military wing of the propaganda machine, the Democratic Party, the deep state, whatever you want to name it, the cabal. They're the foot soldiers. They're the criminals that they've let out. But the guy in Nancy Pelosi's nephew,
Gavin Newsom,
just let out, 8,000 criminals out of prison. See, they keep letting these are hardened criminals out on the streets. Well, they're up to no good, you know. But what's happening? What's happening? Well, we'll see. All right, taking out the low-hanging fruit, the low scum that are involved in human trafficking and comes against humanity. It's time to rescue the children, taking out the dumbs, the deep underground military bases. They ought to be called scums. They called them dumbs because they're mocking us because they think they're just dumb sheep. They don't even know what's going on under their feet. All right. With that, this was August the 13th, 2020. Proclamation on declaring a national emergency concerning the novel coronavirus disease COVID-19 outbreak. So all of this gave the president emergency powers.
When was that? What day?
This is March 13, 2020, because, and I've heard others say this too, that because of the depth and the width and the height and the breadth of this thing, it has become a national security issue, and that's why he issued the one in December 21st, 2017, confiscating all properties and everything of these people that are involved in human trafficking, not just in the USA, but in other countries as well. So, right here, the federal government, let me just read in the first. In December 2019, a novel new coronavirus known as SARS-CoV-2, the virus was first detected in Wuhan, Hubei Province, People's Republic of China, causing outbreaks of the coronavirus disease, COVID-19, that has now spread globally. The Secretary of Health and Human Services, HHS, declared a public health emergency on January 31st, 2020, under the Section 319 of the Public Health Service Act, in response to COVID-19. I've taken sweeping action to control the spread of the virus in the United States. When he says virus, the virus is pedophiles. Now you have to read between the lines when he speaks and don't take it. People say, oh, he's gonna bring vaccines. Well, right here, vaccines is military. So when you hear him speak, you're talking about deep state, you're talking about military, not disease, pandemic, virus, or vaccine, or for face value. He's speaking code. That's why he's having pressures again. He's speaking code. He keeps talking about vaccines, vaccines, vaccines. Well, he's sitting in the military. See, these operations are going on. And that's what the Lord said to me from the get-go. This is an operation. At the time, we thought it'd be a couple of weeks. We're pretty naive, aren't we? We don't realize, you know, just how deep it goes. And it's coming in waves. Here, we're dumping some more of these criminals out on the street. I saw a deal this morning. It showed about 18 or 20 Antifa members that they have arrested. And nearly all of them are school teachers. Yeah. Public school teachers. Mm-hmm. Does that tell you anything? If I was a parent today, I wouldn't have more send my kid back into the system than I mean, good Lord. You might as well just give him a gun and tell him to get it over with. But some people just don't want to listen because it's not convenient. You understand what I mean? Yeah. They're so used to the school being their babysitter. They're so used to their things that they can't lay aside the things that are really important. Well, I'm telling you, those days are over. We're in serious times. It's time to quit being so silly about things. It's time to get serious about things, what really matters. Somebody's got a gun to your head, it's serious time. And that's exactly where the United States is. We've got a gun to our head. There was a man yesterday, I remember where he's from, you might, Jackie, where he's from, but he's a Trump supporter. Black man, Christian. And I always stood with his Trump sign out front of his little business. And he had done an interview Thursday. And right after that, he was standing out front of his store with his little sign supporting Trump, and they shot him dead in cold blood right in the street. I just wept this morning about that. Yeah. This is what we're dealing with. This is America. We got a gun to our head. I have taken sweeping action to control the spread of the virus in the United States. The virus is the pedophiles. Including by suspending entry of foreign nationals seeking entry who had been physically present within the prior 14 days in certain jurisdictions where COVID-19 outbreaks have occurred, including the People's Republic of China, the Islamic Republic of Iran, the Schengen area of Europe. The federal government, along with state and local governments, have taken preventative and proactive measures to slow the spread of the virus. This is the human trafficking we're talking about coming in, not some stupid cold. Treat those affected, including by instituting federal quarantines for individuals evacuated from foreign nations, including a declaration pursuant to section, it goes on, I'm not going to read all the sections, and releasing policies to accelerate the acquisition of personal protective equipment and streamline bringing new diagnostic capabilities to laboratories. So, anybody coming in, they're automatic 14-day quarantine. They're not taking their temperature, feeding them good meals. What they're doing is they're finding out, why are you here? And they're looking into their background and they're prosecuting, arresting, doing whatever. I mean, the immigration problem stopped dead. All these thousands and thousands and thousands storming the border, paid for by Soros. You know, they showed a picture of these women wearing flip-flops, and they're saying they're walking 40 miles a day. You'd have to just be deaf, dumb, and blind to believe that. No, they put them on buses or they put them on trucks and bus them all up to the border. This was tried to invade the United States of America, overwhelm our borders, come in and invade our country. March 11, 2020, the World Health Organization announced that the COVID-19 outbreak can be characterized as a pandemic. Well, I call it a scamdemic, but it's working in our favor. As the rates of infection continue to rise in many locations around the world and across the United States, see, people don't understand, you know, this second wave. What happened? And we were doing so good. Well, because this National Emergency Act, that's in play gives the president certain powers that he doesn't normally have. And we have to keep it going, keep it going, keep it going. It'll keep going until every stone is uncovered or whatever. All that needs to be done, which you can pretty well guarantee the day after the election. Yes. Instead of seeing it at face value and thinking, Lord, what's going on here? What's going on here? Look at it in the way that is really the truth. What is the real truth about the deal? And if we need to wear a mask to help a president out, we will. But I think that's coming to a halt real soon, too. The spread of COVID-19 within our nation's communities threatens to strain our nation's healthcare systems. As of March 12, 2020, 1,645 people from 47 states have been infected with the virus that causes COVID-19. You know what that means? They've been arrested. See, when they've been come up with a positive, that means they've been arrested. There's some other lingo they use too. It is incumbent on hospitals and medical facilities throughout the country to assess their preparedness posture and be prepared to surge capacity and capability. Additional measures, however, are needed to successfully contain and combat the virus in the United States. So, he has to put a national application on it so it appears one thing, but it really is something else. Now, therefore, I, Donald John J. Trump, President of the United States, by authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, include sections blah, 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 I'm not going through all that, 201 and 301 of the National Emergencies Act. This is that act I'm talking about that gives him all the power. In fact, the Democrats pushed him to take the power because they thought he would become a dictator and they could use it against him. But he won't do it. That's why he lets these thugs go in there and tear up people's cities and not do anything about it. Well, he's doing something about it now. Those cities that have gotten, they can't control it anymore. He has sent the national, well, they say they're National Guard, but really what they are, I think they're more militia that have been sworn in as federal agents. So they're going in and they're taking them out, arresting them. There was a little boy killed. He was asleep in his bed, a little 4-year-old black boy named Legend. Their new operation is called Legend. And they're taking the National Guard into these cities because the citizens of these cities, like Portland, Oregon, are crying out to the president for help. And the mayors are saying, how dare you come to my city? Don't you dare come in my city. But he has jurisdiction, see? They don't know what they did. Well, yeah, now they're probably kicking themselves at their own boot tree over this, that they let that him have those, encouraged him to take those powers. So now he has jurisdiction to go in and do exactly what he needs to do. Okay. He does hereby find it to proclaim that the COVID ID outbreak in the United States, this is the pedophilia, constitutes a national emergency beginning March 1st, 2020. Pursuant to this declaration, I direct as follows. And he goes on and talks about the different provisions and all the stuff that's happening. But I just wanted you to know the truth. Why is POTUS advising mask? First, mask eliminate need for mail-in ballots. Number two, but wearing masks will absolutely create a need for a voter ID because you're going to have to see who's behind that masked man. Here's another one. So now that we can all agree that masks work, I guess we don't need mail-in voting because you know masks work. Your move. In other words, he's talking to the deep state. Your move now. Now that I got everybody on board with masks, what's going to do about it now? You're running out of ammunition. This was 2005. This was by Dr. Fauci, or Dr. Fraudy, or whatever you want to call him. He called hydrochloroquine a wonder drug for coronaviruses. What changed? He says, so HCQ functions as both a cure and a vaccine. In other words, it is a wonder drug for coronavirus, said Dr. Fauci, NIH, in 2005. He's talking out all 50 sides of his mouth. All right, the virus is pedophilia. So when you hear the president talking about virus, you'll know what he's talking about. The vaccine is the military. It's the military operation. I saw this morning from the Blaze. Walmart, Home Depot, and other retailers walk back face mask mandates and will serve maskless customers. Here's a few more of the businesses. Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Home Depot, Lowe's, and other nationwide retailers said they would serve customers that violate mask mandates, according to CNN. The change in policy is to prevent confrontation between customers and employees. And they go on to list a bunch of instances and what's happened between people, you know, that aren't wearing it or being violent or something. Or it's mainly the ones wearing the mask trying to intimidate those that aren't wearing the mask. So I just wanted you to know today that things are happening. I look for them to drop the mask mandate, which that's what we've been speaking. Nobody wants to wear it. And now whenever it becomes commonplace, there is no reason for anybody to be quarantined at home or stay home for voting or stay home. Now, there's some places in the United States where it was in Nevada. A church went to the Supreme Court over this. They only allowed 50 people in their worship service, so they appealed to the Supreme Court to drop that ban because their tattoo parlors and bars and different things are all open, and Black Lives Matter can have their rallies, and they don't have any, they don't social distance, they don't wear masks and all of that. Well, in a vote from 5-4, which our Chief Justice, who's supposed to be a conservative, that is very compromised, John Roberts, voted with the liberals against the church. So, anyway, there's it's fixing to be a purging of the court. Yes. Mark Taylor, you know, he's always said he thought at least 5 Supreme Court justices, but he believes now that there may be one standing. And I think it'll probably be Kavanaugh. Because Gorsuch is kind of gone wonky too. So can you imagine 8 brand new Supreme Court justices appointed? No more. There'll be a stacked court. No way they can win. Let me think if there's anything else that the Lord wanted me to share. Anyway, I was telling our ex-pastor's wife the other day on the phone, I said, the devil can't touch the real church. I said, now the institutionalized ones. But I said, the real church has been underground for a long time. And I said, none of their mandates can touch us.
That's right.
Nothing that they do or say is going to stop it. Even if they said, which somewhere they said they're forbidden even house churches, that was, I think it was California. Of course, they don't want you to sing. You know, just stupidity. But it's like the Lord is allowing, and the president's doing this. He is allowing us to get good and fed up and finally stand up and say, heck no, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not doing it. You can't make me do it. And that's why the president is set back and let the people get fed up. Because when the people get fed up, they start riling back. Because the bad people are such a small minority to the people that are really awake. And so, I want you to be encouraged today. Things are happening. This morning when I got up, I have it so strong. I don't know what's coming. I mean, I said, Lord, there's so many things we're speaking. I hope it's in all the areas is what I hope. But I just sensed it so strong this morning. My whole prayer time was just praying about that, knowing that something's fixing to break here. Because we have made a difference, and we'll continue to make a difference, us and others like us. Mm-hmm. around the world. Okay, I think that's it on that.